KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Henson with this check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the Atlantic Trojans football team saw their season come to a close Friday night with a 27-7 loss to West Marshall in State Center. Atlantic had the lead by one at the end of the first quarter and stayed within one score until early in the third quarter. West Marshall's powerful rushing attack helped them control the ball on some long drives and secure the win. West Marshall controlled the time of possession 35 minutes to 45 seconds to 12 minutes and 15 seconds by running the ball for 54 plays. Out of the 59 that they ran, West Marshall had scoring drives of 12 plays, 14 plays, 10 plays, and 15 plays to control the tempo. Tailback Preston Pope finished the game with 136 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. West Marshall piled up 255 yards rushing on the night. Atlantic's lone scoring drive took advantage of great field position. Atlantic forced a West Marshall punt on their second possession after a bad snap and penalty had pushed them back to their own 4-yard line. Atlantic ended up getting the ball at the West Marshall 26 after a short kick. Two plays later, Corey Parent hit pay dirt with a 20-yard touchdown run. Lane Nelson tacked on a PAT and gave Atlantic a 7-6 lead thanks to Atlantic blocking West Marshall's first point after attempt. West Marshall answered right back, though, with a long touchdown drive capped by a 6-yard toss from Peyton Hart to Brayton Evertson. West Marshall controlled the clock much of the rest of the way from there. Atlantic had 81 yards rushing on the night, and Corey Parrott racked up 40 yards and one score. Atlantic had a terrific season come to a close with their 7-2 record. Atlantic players wore big gray 32s on the side of their helmets in support of the injured teammate Steele McLaren. West Marshall improves to 8-1 on their season, and they'll host PCM in the quarterfinals next Friday in State Center. You can listen to a full post-game interview with Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott on the sports page at KJAN.com, located in this same story. Well, the Audubon Wheelers are within one win of a trip to the Unidome and state championship bid after beating Newell Fonda 28-6 Friday night in Audubon. Gavin Smith carried 37 times for 255 yards and three scores for the third-ranked Wheelers. He also completed 3-6 passes for 23 yards and a TD. Wheelers outscored the Mustangs 14-0 in the first quarter and 14-0 in the third quarter. Audubon moves on to take on Remsen St. Mary's in 8-player action on November 6th. The teams have met 4 times previously over the last 3 seasons. Each team has won 2 meetings. And number 4, Cam advanced to the 8-player quarterfinals with a 62-6 win Friday night over Lamoni. Lane Speaker had 202 yards rushing and 3 receptions for 39 yards. He's over 1,500 rushing yards on the season. Colby Rich caught 7 balls for 136 yards and 4 scores for the Cougars. 9-0 Cam will take on number 10 Fremont Mills Friday night. Knights have a 6-1 record with their only loss being the Central Valley of Nebraska. In other action in Class A, Pod A, it was Remsen St. Mary's over Harris Lake Park 53-13. In Pod B, Fremont Mills defeated Martinsdale St. Mary's 58-42. In Class A football playoff action, it was St. Albert beating South O'Brien in Pod A, and Logan Magnolia was a 36-14 winner over Riverside. Pod B of Class A was West Hancock over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 56-18. Grundy Center downing Nottoway Valley, 40-0. In Class A, it was Otibold Arthur beating Western Christian, 41-14 in Pod A, and West Sioux over Emmitsburg, 36-15. Pod C action saw Van Meter beat Tapella Christian, 49-23. Underwood was a 42-17 winner over Mount Air. In Class 2A, as we mentioned, West Marshall defeated Atlantic 27-7. It was Prairie City Monroe over Greene County 42-0. In Class 3A, Lewis Central beat Ballard 34-6, and Harlan was a 49-42 winner over Carlisle. And that sets the stage for the third-round playoff action. Next Friday, the IHSAA has released their quarterfinal round assignments, and you can take a full look at the slate of the games for November 6th on the sports page at KJAN.com. Briefly, in 8-player action, in Pod A, it'll be Audubon at Remsen St. Mary's. In Pod B, Cam takes on Fremont Mills. In Class A, Pod A, it's St. Albert at Logan Magnolia. In 1A, Pod C, Underwood takes on Van Meter on the road at Van Meter. Also in Class 3A, in Pod B, it'll be Lewis Central at Harlan. In cross-country action, Atlantic's Craig Allen Becker put down a strong run and took a 7th-place finish at the 3A state cross-country meet Friday in Fort Dodge. That's the best ever for a Trojan boys runner. Becker ran a time of 16:27 to grab a place on the metal balcony. ADM's Nate Mueller won the state title with a time of 15:28. Atlantic's Zane Berg also competed in his third state meet and finished 46th with a time of 17:19. Trey Gross of Harlan finished 11th, and Glenwood's Andrew Smith was 19th. Dallas Center Grimes was the team champion in the boys' action with 87 points. Glenwood finished 15th. On the girls' side of the cross-country meet, Atlantic's Taylor McCready was running in the fourth state meet of her great career and finished in 50th place with a time of 20:32:40. Shaway Johnson of Ballard was the state champion with a time of 17:55:30. Other area individuals included Braylon Baker of Creston in 14th, Brecken Van Volley of Harlan in 30th, Kaya Beaker of Harlan in 31st, Liv Friend of Harlan placed 37th, and Emma Hughes of Glenwood was 40th. The team title went to Ballard with 66 points in the girls' race. Dallas Center Grimes was runner-up. Glenwood finished 6th with 192 points. Harlan went 7th with 210. In the boys' 4A race, Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central finished 16th, and Aiden Booten of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson was in 47th. Also in sports, Iowa hosts Northwestern in its home opener this afternoon. The Hawkeyes rushed for 195 yards in a loss to Purdue, but Coach Kirk Ferentz says the ground game faces a tougher challenge against the Wildcats.
It's eight scheduled games plus one. So, you know, every game is really critical. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll show improvement this week from last week. We need to. I mean, I just look at the film from the Maryland game the other night. You know, it could turn fast if we're not ready to go, because they got a good football team and they're ready to roll.
Indiana transfer Peyton Ramsey quarterbacks an improved Northwestern offense.
Yeah, we're going to have to play catch up here. We're going to have to get moving, and, you know, it's every game counts. But the real key thing right now is how we respond. Do we come back and play cleaner and give ourselves a chance to win? At least make Northwestern beat us. We don't want to help our opponent, you know, give them an edge at all in the game.
Ferentz says the Wildcats were nearly flawless in their opener.
So we just got to be a little bit more secure of the ball, more conscious of our fundamentals, and then concentrate too. And the same thing, you know, it's the same thing with false starts. Those are typically concentration errors. And, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, concentrating there, because 5 yards is a lot. It's a lot on an offensive series. Any negative yards plays offensively are just they're bad things.
We'll have the pregame for you at 12:30 here on KJM. The kickoff from Kinnick Stadium set for 2:30. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.